Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
This is Vibe Breakfast. Miles an hour here. It's 4 minutes past six on your Thursday morning. Week off last week.
Oh, how was your week off? Nice?
Yeah, really nice. We went to a spa hotel for
a night. Very nice. Yeah, you said you were going to.
Bit awkward in the hot tub because it looked out over the river in Cambridge.
Oh, lovely.
One-way glass, apparently, we could see out. But I swear I made eye contact with someone walking past.
Vibe 107.6.
First thoughts of the day. Al, what's on your mind this week?
So yesterday, I caught myself having what might have been the most British moment I think I've ever had.
Right.
Which was I apologised to somebody behind me walking into a shop because I delayed them by sanitising my hands. I could have saved that person's life. We do not need to be apologising for this. No. Oh, sorry about this.
If anything, it's the other way around. They should be thanking you for sanitising your hands.
Exactly.
And if they don't, on their way, and you should turn around and scream in their face. But that is a good, very British moment. We do apologise for everything.
Literally everything.
I've been told off at work for apologising before.
Have you?
When I've never been shown how to do something, and I've gone, oh, sorry, yeah, I'll do that now.
Yeah.
And I go, why are you like, it's your first minute of your first day.
Actually, I've had the same thing before.
Yeah, just work.
Yeah.
Just do it. My first thought today, and this has been on my mind, is it's a little bit of a cry for help for America.
Oh, yeah? Political?
No, not political.
Okay,
I wonder whether they've actually ever tasted proper chocolate. And there's a reason for this. Mm. The other night, I was hungry, and my girlfriend, lovely girlfriend, made me a cup of cocoa, which is what Americans would call a hot chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Is this cocoa? It didn't taste like chocolate at all. It's awful.
It's like, it's less sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. I took a sip, and then Heidi saw my face, went, do you not like it? I was like, honestly? It's disgusting. No. And it's nothing that you've done wrong.
Yeah.
It's then I said, put more cocoa in, because it's not chocolatey enough. She goes, what? Okay.
Yeah.
And she put loads in. Effectively, the powder to water ratio was way off by the end. It was a solid.
Yeah.
No chocolate taste whatsoever.
You've got to get some sugar in there.
Very bitter.
I would
have felt a bit unhealthy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And do it with milk as well. Don't do it with water.
We did it with milk as well. That's the thing. I thought maybe it's that they don't add milk to their chocolate. But then thinking back, it all made sense, because Hershey's is awful as well.
That's the thing. Even their bars are a bit weird, aren't they?
So I wonder if... I don't know if they have to go to the international section to get a decent Cadbury.
Just to get a Dairy Milk.
Or a Nestle. Just anything. But yeah, it's a bit of a cry for help for America, because I couldn't live without it.
Sort your chocolate out, America.
And that's what's on our minds this morning.
Vibe 107.6.
Time to have a look at what day it is. The 22nd of October, 2020. Start by having a look back in history. On this day, 1969, Paul McCartney denies rumours of his death.
Oh.
I know, I've heard this rumour.
I've not heard this rumour.
The rumour is he died, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's been replaced.
By someone who looks and sounds a lot like an older Paul McCartney.
Exactly. Well, he hasn't.
Yeah.
And he isn't
just
dead.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, and in 1969, he cleared that up once and for all.
I've never heard that theory before.
Yeah, I have. But yeah, he's not dead.
Hmm.
He's still alive. 1979. This is quite cool. Walt Disney World has its 100th millionth visitor.
Yeah.
Blimey. 100 million.
Already by 1979, they've done 100 million.
They must have done at least that now.
Have you been?
I've been to Disneyland Paris.
I've not been to any of them.
Paris.
Mm.
I just remember it because we were with another family and their mum blocked the toilet, which was funny at the time.
All the treasured memories to take home.
And, you know, met the terrifying, massive puppets.
Yes.
Well, not puppets, they're people in costume, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, how kids aren't slightly hesitant to go up and see them.
It's weird for kids, isn't it? Because, like, you know that's not Mickey Mouse, even when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But you're still, it's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Would you like a sweet? No? No, I wouldn't. 1988. This is local boy Elton John. He sold out Madison Square Garden for what was then a record 26th time selling out Madison Square Garden.
Blimey, that's good going, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Billy Joel has surpassed it and then some, because he does a monthly residency now. So he's done it, 70, 80 odd times.
Had to ruin it.
But local boy Elton John, we'll take that.
Mm. Local boy done good.
And in 2012, Red, the fourth studio album from Taylor Swift, was released on this day. A Billboard Album of the Year for 2012-13.
Mm. I couldn't tell you what was on that album, but I'm sure it was very good.
No, I mean, I should have looked it up, really. I can now, actually.
Yeah, go on.
Let's have a look quickly.
So it's 2012.
Taylor Swift.
I'm saying Trouble might be on there.
I think it might be Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think Shake It Off's earlier than that.
I think Shake It Off's earlier than that.
Red, the studio album by Taylor Swift. Let's have a look at Wikipedia.
You're listening to live Taylor Swift debates.
Yeah, this is just... It's troubleshooting. Singles. Oh, there's not just a list. Just give me a list. Honestly. Track listing. Here we go.
I'm just wondering how long this is going to go on.
Red was one of the songs.
Okay.
22.
22, yeah.
We're Never Getting Back Together.
Ah, of course.
I remember that one. Yeah, loads of good songs.
Yeah, all the hits.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened on this day.
Mm.
Time to see what we should be celebrating. Slick operation, this, isn't it?
Also, you know, I lost my train of thought then. We got so into Taylor Swift, I forgot I had something I had to read out as well.
How can you not?
So today is Smart is Cool Day, which is celebrating staying in education and making yourself educated, because that's the cool thing to do, apparently, according to this website.
Well, smart is cool.
Yeah, smart is cool. I'll go with that. Although when we were at school, smart was often considered to be not cool.
Well, it depends. Some people could pull it off.
Yeah.
You need to have an arrogance and be good at sport.
Mm. I was neither of those things.
Mm,
I was smartish.
Smartish.
Definitely not cool.
Yeah, I was just middle of the road at everything.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's you all over.
What do you mean, of course?
It's also...
Fish going, no, you're quite clever.
Yeah, you're clever and smart and popular and everything else and good at sport. It's also Caps Lock Day.
Oh, so does that mean we have to shout at each other all day?
Why this deserves its own day, I don't know.
Well, I have a football coach in our group chat who does everything in caps. And it sort of works because it catches your attention. Oh, this is an important message to read.
Yeah.
The bars open after the game today is a good one.
If you overdo it, though, like Donald Trump does on Twitter...
He loves it.
Yeah. It slightly dilutes the impact of it.
And don't be doing that thing where you do a capital every other letter.
Oh. Wow, that's very, like, very 2004, isn't
it? Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
I feel like that's more of a shift key.
Yeah.
System.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to have the nimble fingers to do that.
No one's capsing on and capsing off every other word, are they?
No, not anymore.
Caps lock. Use it for the start of your sentences.
Mm. Exactly. Punctuation, all that. It's also nuts day today.
Just general nuts.
Mm. I don't really like nuts. So it's not my
right.
Not my favourite day of the year.
I don't mind them. Mm. They're a good source of good fats and protein.
Mm.
If you're dieting, they're a good little snack.
Are you someone who'd eat them out of a bag in the pub?
Only when I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Oh, the only time I really eat them is on an aeroplane when they give them to you for free.
Mm.
And in peanut butter, which I don't think really counts.
Yeah, neither of which I like. But I find them, they're the disappointment when someone's made a nice batch of brownies and you go, oh, lovely, I'll have one of them. Oh, it's got nice bits of white chocolate in it. And you bite into it and you go, oh, it's a nut.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
It's the worst. What are you putting nuts in there for?
Anyway, that's what we should be celebrating today.
Vibe 107.6.
Pubs can open as long as they serve substantial meals.
Mm.
So it means, the exact lining was, not just crisps and... A pasty has to come on a plate with sides to serve a table. So it's,
that's,
you
amazing.
Know, it's effectively gastropubs and pubs.
Yeah.
But either way, time for the top three substantial meals pubs can serve. In at three,
pie and mash.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of gravy.
Mm.
And you know what? One thing about pie and mash that I don't understand a lot of times in this country...
Mm.
A pie has pastry, is encased in pastry.
Yeah.
It is not in a bowl with a lid of pastry.
No, 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 that's not a pie.
It's not a pie, it's a casserole with a lid.
Yeah.
A lidded casserole. So not that type of pie.
No.
That type of pie, if someone says that, throw it in the bin.
Exactly.
And say, that's not a pie.
Throw it back at them.
Tell your chefs not to be lazy and put pastry round it.
Exactly, I completely feel you on that.
So that's three.
Thank you.
At two, fry-up. All-day fry-up.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So I'm one of the people that thinks that a fry-up can be eaten at any... for any meal of the day.
Mm.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
You're never going to feel good after having a fry-up for dinner, though, are you?
Yeah.
All right, you beg to differ.
Perfect.
Mm.
At Spoons, all-day brunch. Oh.
Yeah, to be fair, you can't argue with that, can you? Whatever it is, £3.
I've had that at a birthday meal before.
Happy birthday to you.
At 8:30.
Wow.
A Spoons, all-day brunch. Everyone else getting burgers and stuff. I'm like, hell no. Bacon, eggs, sausages. Get that in me.
Yeah.
And chips, whatever reason.
Well, of course, throw the chips in there.
Yeah. Although, pubs can't serve chips...
Is that right?
By themselves. They have to serve them with...
Oh, fine. Even if it's a massive bowl of chips.
No, even... Well, I mean, I assume it can, as long as it's got other things. Other things on the menu, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Chips and gravy. and one, and it's the obvious one, roast.
Yes, please.
any type, apart from chicken. Roast chicken. It's just too dry.
Who goes for a chicken roast?
Yeah, and but, not turkey yet.
Yeah, but you say substantial. A lot of pubs do insubstantial roasts, and they give you like two potatoes.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. There should be someone there with like a measuring stick.
Exactly.
No, that's not big enough.
Yeah, the roast regulator.
Actually, that's true. I wonder if like the fancy pants restaurants have to close because their portions are too small.
Or they have to start serving half decent portions.
Yeah, they have to double up.
Yeah.
But not double the prices.
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the top three substantial meals that pubs should be serving just to keep themselves open. Not here, we're fine here. If you want to just have crisps at the moment, be my guest.
Go for it.
Just make sure you close at 10.
Vibe 107.6.
Last week was my week off, and I did mostly a lot of nothing. So I got to spend quite a bit of time on my phone, which is always fun.
Yes.
And something that, and it's one of the highlights of my week, was noticing that you've started replying to all of Donald Trump's tweets.
I've been doing this for quite a long time, on and off.
Yeah, it just made me chuckle.
So I find it cathartic.
Last week, these are some of the examples.
Yeah.
Donald Trump tweets, feeling great, and Al replies, well, this is both unconvincing and a touch aggressive, Donald.
It's because he did the all caps thing, like we were talking about earlier.
He did do the all caps. Well, he should have done it today.
Yeah.
And this one I don't quite understand. Biden losing big in Florida, only fake polls show otherwise, bad for healthcare, think he's running for the Senate, forget Mitt Romney's name and where he was. And you've just gone, person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Oh, that's a reference to something really stupid that Trump said a while ago.
Right, okay.
But yeah, that's quite a niche one, I'll give you that.
Yeah. we'll be interviewed by someone on a channel at 10 a.m. Enjoy. It sounds deeply unenjoyable, to be honest, Dom. It's a good one. I just think it's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad someone's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Occasionally they might get one like from somebody.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're making me laugh. And I'm not politically minded, so I'm not thinking of this from a political standpoint, either way.
Any views here in Express are the views of the individual and not of Vibe.
Yeah, but these aren't even the views. These are just down the middle funny comments. I'd like to think you'd do it to Joe Biden as well if he said something silly.
Yeah.
It's funny, but what I do think is fishing, and I think you're fishing for response.
Fishing for response, absolutely. This is the thing, because Phoebe said this to me the other day. She said, you know he's never going to reply, don't you? He'll never see them. And I was like, well, it's unlikely, but the amount of time that man spends scrolling on his phone and reading, you know, this is not a man who puts tweets out and then doesn't read the replies, is it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, why not? I'm not sure that he'll like them.
No.
But if he does, he does.
Yeah.
80818, start your text with Vibe. Have you been more successful than Al? Have you ever been liked, retweeted, you had a comment on your Facebook, has someone gone on your Instagram, a celebrity? 80818, start your text with Vibe. Have you had interaction from a celebrity on your social media at all?
Vibe 107.6.
I got liked by a celeb once on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Cardi B.
Really?
I know.
Blimey, that's actually... I thought you were going to say, like, you know, Greg Wallace or something.
No.
Like,
no, Cardi B liked my tweet.
Wow.
Or Cardi B's social media team liked my tweet. But I'm saying it's her.
Yeah.
I was in a nightclub in Watford. I can't remember which one. I'd had a couple of lemonades. And I was dancing, and a Cardi B song came on. And like every teenage girl, I thought, must tweet immediately that I'm enjoying this Cardi B song. It was like, in the club, and Cardi B's just come on, loving life, whoop, whoop, and it got a like.
Oh, wow. And did you find out, you know, if I was in your position, and I was like, wow, Cardi B's, you know, like my tweet, I'd maybe go on her Twitter and be like, does she always do this? Is this special?
No.
Or does she just like everyone's tweets whenever any mention of her?
No, but I DM'd and said, hey, look, do you want to have a chat? Call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're friends now, aren't we?
Vibe 107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
So, I've changed the rules this week.
You've shifted it around.
Instead of giving you a name and an age and you guessing why they're famous,
yeah,
I'm going to give you a cryptic clue of someone who's actually famous.
I like it. This is really novel.
And you have to tell me who it is.
Okay, easy.
I won't give you their age. That doesn't matter.
Have you made it really hard in revenge for all my quizzes?
No, not really. Okay, some of them are harder than others, but we'll start with one to ease us in to get the crux of the game. This is the first time. So,
sure. All right.
I want to have a bombastic day. Did I plan it? Wasn't me.
That would be Shaggy.
He is 52 today.
Yeah, wow, 52.
I know.
My goodness.
Looks great, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, Shaggy.
Happy birthday, Shaggy.
Okay, second one. Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to independently fight some dinosaurs on Ragnarok.
Independently fight some dinosaurs on Ragnarok. That would be Jeff Goldblum.
It would be Jeff Goldblum. Well done, 68 today.
I'm a lot better at this version. 68. Yeah. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff. And last one. One more.
Okay.
I went cuckoo, travelling back and forth in time to be with my spooky family.
I went cuckoo, travelling back and forth in time to be with my spooky family. Cuckoo, is that a TV show?
No. Think broader.
Cuckoo. Hang on a minute. This, you've got me stumped with this one.
I went cuckoo, split up into parts, travelling back and forward in time to be with my spooky family. Three parts.
Okay, let's start with spooky family. So, like, the Addams Family?
Might be.
Someone who was in the Addams Family?
Might be.
I can't think of anyone that was in the Addams Family. And they've also been in a film where they've travelled back and forwards in time.
Yes.
And they've also been in something involving a cuckoo.
Well, the middle one's a very famous film.
Back to the Future?
Might be.
Oh, is it, what's his name? Christopher Lloyd.
It is!
Wow!
Well done, 82!
Oh my goodness, I can't believe I got that.
So he's in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay, yes.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And he was Uncle Fester in the Addams Family.
Unbelievable. I've got to say, I did very well there.
Vibe 107.6.
Before, we were talking about celebrities' interaction on social media, asking if you've ever had celebrity interaction. We read out a message from Tom saying that Michelle McManus had once retweeted him.
Which is definitely the best minor celebrity one that we've got.
And that Tom, of course, was Vibe's very own Tom Williams. He joins us on the line now. Tom, talk to us. What did Michelle McManus retweet?
Do you know what, guys? It's a tricky one, because this happened a few years ago, and then I then deleted Twitter in some sort of fit of Twitter rage, and then we got it again a couple of years later, and I can't remember what I tweeted, but I'm sure that it was something about the fact that I've rediscovered her hit single All This Time. It's got to be something like that.
Okay.
Which, of course, we all remember, don't we?
Yeah, what's that called again?
Yeah, was it this what? This lime?
This time.
okay, just can you give us a couple of notes from it? Because we might be able to get it.
You're going to make me do that on Breakfast Radio, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. You asked for it. Okay, so it goes, all this time we've come a long way. I waited a lifetime for today. That's all you get inside.
You've just made that up.
Yeah, it's not rung any bells with me. what we have learnt, though, is, Tom, you've got quite a nice voice.
Yeah, nice set of lungs on you there, Tom.
Yeah. You too.
Oh, just don't wake up this early again, because this could become a segment. what early 2000s pop hit from an obscure singing competition is Tom singing?
I like this.
Tom, what we're going to do is we need to try and get Michelle McManus to retweet another one of your tweets. Mm. So let's try and start tweeting at Michelle McManus. Retweet Tom Williams.
Vibe 107.6.
6 minutes past eight on a Thursday morning. Which can only mean it's time for one thing. And it's Big Al's Big Quiz.
Oh, yes. So I was looking into my quiz archives in preparation for this week, which might be shorthand for...
You've run out of ideas.
I'm struggling to go up with a new idea, yeah. and one thing I do occasionally like to do is get you to sing. And we've not done this for a while. It's one of my favourite Big Al's Big Quizzes, where we go back into the chart archives. We get you to sing some next lines for us.
Yeah, I never do very well at these, do I?
No, last time you very memorably sang Dance Monkey for us like this.
All the time.
So I'm hoping for some more of that kind of thing would be good. That's what
I think
it's
spot on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's perfect. All the time. That's the words. So yeah, very simple. What I've got here is five songs, all of which have been number one around this time of year in the last decade or so. All very well known, so I think you should be fine.
Right.
So one clip for each, 1 point for each. All you've got to do is sing me the next line. Let's see how you got on. Are you ready for number one?
Yeah, I'm ready for number one.
Okay, here we go. If you
beauty, beauty, just raise them up.
Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Wow,
good.
You even went on. That's great. That's Meghan Trainor, all about that bass. Very, very good indeed. Nice one. That's a strong start.
Yes.
I like it. Okay, let's see how you get on with number two.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
I've been dancing side by side. Do something side by side. It's not a crab walk. I've been watching side by side. I've been lingering, so I don't know.
I'm afraid I can't give you that one. It was "Now We're Standing Side by Side."
See, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
See, I have this conversation with my girlfriend all the time when I'm constantly singing the wrong words to songs. She goes, "That's not the words."
I bet she loves this then.
Yeah, she's gonna hate this.
All right, let's try number three. Here we go. What do you
mean? Did your mama say no?
Did your mama?
Something like that.
Wow. Actually, it does rhyme because it's when you want to say yes.
It's nothing about your mama.
But you want to say no or something like that. To be fair, I haven't got actually got
this is what I mean. I'll listen to the song once and then I'll just assume I know the lyrics and I'll start singing. This is 10 years in the making, this.
You'll just do your own version.
It's an embarrassment.
All right, let's try number four. Let's see. You're one out of five so far, which is not completely terrible. Let's see how you get on with this one.
I gave myself a point for that last one. You're really quite the best. Quite the man. Quite the man.
Quite the man. Very nice indeed. Okay, 2 points. Very good indeed. Right, let's try. Number five. Let's even get 3 out of 5, which will be a pass, okay?
Right, okay.
Final clip. Here we go.
The whole world stops and stares for a while.
Wow, you really went for it there.
Amazing.
Just I'll let you carry on.
The way you are.
That was beautiful. That was absolute. That was really. That moved me, actually.
Oh, I blimmin' love a bit of Bruno.
Don't we all? Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. Very good indeed. 3 out of 5 today. I think that's the best you've done on this quiz.
I think it is as well.
Vibe 107.6.
I have one simple question for you, Al.
Sure.
With a simple answer. Do you sit down wee?
Occasionally for a treat, yeah.
Yeah. I've started to at home. Because apparently, I don't know, she must have gone around the room with a UV light or something. She's found some splashes.
Evidence.
So for about a month now, I've been sit down weeing at home. And to be honest, I'm converted.
It's good, isn't it?
I wouldn't do it in a public toilet because I don't sit down anything in a public toilet.
Yeah.
But no, at home I'm sit down weeing and I'm really enjoying it.
Welcome.
80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you changed for a partner?
Vibe 107.6.
Have you changed anything for Phoebe?
So this is something I'm still working on, which is not going to bed at an obscenely early time.
Right, okay.
You know I'm quite an old man.
Yes.
So me and Phoebe, it's a strange thing.
Do you
thing
wear
with
slippers
us,
at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love my slippers. I work in them. I work in my own. I work in my slippers.
Oh, amazing.
So me and Phoebe, when we met, we were in very different sort of sleep habits. Like, she's a very, very late stayer-upper. Whereas I'm very much a kind of 9 o'clocker guy, you know. So when we met, we've sort of compromised and tried to push it back. Now we're at about 10:30.
So you're going to bed at 9. Did your parents, like, forget to raise your bedtime when you're about 12?
The same. I'm just such a sleepy human. But yeah, like I say, we're trying to push it back. It's now roughly 10:30, but last night, this is the perfect evidence of this. Mm-hmm. We were watching TV. Phoebe turned to me out of the blue and said, "Al, it's 8:05. Guess why?
Why?
Because I was dozing.
Amazing.
Vibe 107.6.
Watford played last night.
Did they?
Blackburn Rovers at Vicarage Roads, round the corner from us here.
How did we get on?
3-1 win.
Yes. Nice one, Watford.
Goals from João Pedro, cleverly, and a Lenahan own goal. Cancelled out Brereton, who scored to make it 2-1 at one point. But that's a good start to the season for Watford. Third in the league, 3 points off the top. Equal on points with automatic promotion. Now they're down in the Championship as well. And that is good heading into Saturday's game, which is massive.
Who have we got?
AFC Bournemouth at Vicarage Road. So Bournemouth also got relegated from the Premier League last year. I know how unclued up you are on football.
I know what that means.
Yeah, so both Watford and Bournemouth were in the Premier League last year.
And they both want to get back in.
And they both want to get back in. Yeah. And Bournemouth are now 4th, a point behind Watford. So they're fighting for promotion.
Ah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Watford need to win this weekend. But they did win last night against Blackburn, who are just a mid-table Championship side. So that's a good win.
Yeah, and what are your predictions for this weekend?
I reckon Watford can do it. 1-0.
I think they're going to do 4-0.
Ford, oh, God, and that is the tip.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch so much football that you'd know, wouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Vibe 107.6.
I found the best creature name of all time. Can I ask you first, how strong are you, Miles? Like, do you go to the gym and stuff? Like,
I used to, but I've sort of packed it in at the moment.
Okay, I reckon in that case, you've got nothing on the diabolical ironclad beetle. Is that not the best thing you've ever
That's
heard in
good.
Your life?
That's good.
Isn't that incredible?
I like it.
This was in the news today on the BBC Science page, because scientists have been looking at how it manages to withstand forces up to 39,000 times its body weight.
So what would that be the equivalent of us lifting?
Well, it can, if you drive a car over this beetle, it won't crush it. So I suppose that's the equivalent of us, like, lifting, like, what, a skyscraper or something?
Is that 39,000 times heavier than
us? I don't know, maybe. Maybe it's smaller than the skyscraper.
Hold on. So let's say 75 kilos.
Mm.
75.
We've done some live maths on the show now.
Yeah, let me get a calculator up on my phone.
Fine, you take your time.
It's all right. 75 times how much?
39,000.
39,000 equals 2,925,000 kilos.
So now we've just got to find out what weighs that much.
What weighs... I'm going to go... I'll round up to 3 million.
Okay, sure.
3 million kg. Taking a while.
Hmm.
Now, how to visualise what on earth is this heavy? That's 1 million.
What's 1 million?
1 million. I don't know. Okay, this is, again, some live Googling going on here, which is very difficult. A litre of water weighs 1 kg.
So, people, 39... No, hang on a minute.
39,000 litres of water.
Yeah, at least.
Well, more than that.
Mm.
2 million... 3 million litres of water.
Yeah.
How many litres of water are there in the ocean?
A lot. There's a lot of litres.
Hold on.
All right,
How many litres...
I see where you're going now.
...of water... in ocean.
This is really going off on a tangent. I like it.
Yeah, I know. 1.35 billion trillion litres. So not quite that.
Not quite an ocean. Maybe the English Channel or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's, I like this. It's like QI or something, isn't it?
It is. Well, what was it called?
This is the best thing about it. The diabolical ironclad beetle.
That's a strong puppy, that is. Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.